Well, this is a sort of coming out for me. Not out of the closet. You know, that's a statement that the world likes to make, that they're coming out of the closet, you know. But I'm coming out of the shadows. And what I mean by that is that there was a time in my life of great depression. Usually I'm a real happy-go-lucky guy, you know, real, nothing bothers me. But changing from one church that I had been in for 36 years, coming here has been, it's been hard for us as a family. But for me, I was there a long time. I was in ministry there. I was, there was a lot of things that we did there. But there was a lot of guilt. There was a lot of junk that happened. And today is a day where I'm able to finally come out of the shadows of that depression and able to have a clear vision of what the Father God wants for me personally. He wants me to be courageous, like he told Joshua. He wants me to be strong and courageous. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. So, and another thing is that he wants, as a congregation, as the body of Christ, for us to know his love. His unconditional love. Not the love that we give. That's a phileo love. That's a feeling. We feel, if we feel like they were good enough or they did something for me, I'm going to love them. Or they always do, or their family or whatever the case may be. But today is the day that I rejoice. Coming out of the shadows. I'd like you to do me a favor. Let's all stand. Now, what I want you to do is move forward. Everybody likes to sit in the back. Except for Sue. She's always in the front seat. And Dave. But come to the front. There's room at the front. Praise God. Yeah. Okay. That feels better. Before I felt like you guys didn't like me or something. Felt like far away. Hello! But praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. First of all, God loves you. And foremost. And you know that love because he sent his son. Amen? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit love you. And they only want to do good for you. I want everybody to turn to 2 Timothy 1:6. 2 Timothy 1:6. And just tell me whenever you're ready. I know we all have different translations of the Bible, but they pretty much, the words, well, not pretty much, but sometimes they mean the same. Are we there? 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verses 6 and 7. I'm going to read what I have written down here. The first part, Paul is reminding Timothy about the gifts that he has on the inside of him. And the Father God wants me to remind you about the gifts that you, as far as the congregation here, have inside of you. God has dropped gifts on the inside of every individual because God is a relational God. He's a personal God. He knows you personally. He knows the number of hairs on your head. And for those of you don't have any hair on your head, He knew how many you had. So, I know, it's not funny. It's not funny, but it's funny. Let me read it. It says, therefore, I remind you, Timothy, my son, to fan into flame. What does, Miss Sue, what does yours say? Oh, that's, I like that. Yes. The gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. And then it goes on to verse 7. It says, for the Father has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. The mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. Amen. Don't be afraid to be a blessing to your neighbor. Don't be afraid to be a blessing to your co-workers. Don't be afraid to be a blessing to your boss. Don't be afraid to be a blessing to the bus driver. Don't be afraid to be a blessing to the waitress. Don't leave them a penny. Be a blessing. Even though they weren't very cordial or whatever, be a blessing. They're like, oh man, well, I wasn't very good to them, but they blessed me. Makes them think. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want you to turn to the Old Testament. Jeremiah. Yep, I'm sure everybody's familiar with this scripture. God is so good. He's so good to me. I have that song in my head. God is so good. God is so good. 29. Jeremiah 29. I'm sorry. Jeremiah 29. 29:11. So it reads, for I, your father, know the thoughts I think toward you. He's telling us that He thinks of us. How about that? Who am I that you would think about me, Father? I'm just a human being. But He came to restore relationship with the whole cosmos, with the whole universe, with the whole individual, with the individuals, the human race. He came to restore a right relationship back to Him. So don't tell me that He doesn't think about us, because He does. He's a God that loves us so much. He parted the Red Sea for His people. Pharaoh was coming after His people. There's a fire there. He put a fire to protect them. How many times has God protected you as an individual? How many times? Raise your hand as if He's protected. Yeah, He has. Every day. Every day. How many times can you feel His love? I remember when I first got filled with the Holy Spirit, started speaking in tongues. That was the first time that I ever felt the Father's love so tangibly. I could feel Him. I could feel Him with His arms wrapped around me, hugging me, saying, I love you, mijito. I love you. I love you. He wouldn't let me go for days. He wanted me to have that assurance that I knew that He loved me. Amen? How many have ever felt that? And if you haven't, don't feel bad. Because He doesn't always do that. But He does. He does do that. Amen? He does. He does. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. Now I want you to turn to John, the book of John 14, the 14th chapter. We're going back to the New Testament. Peter used to get so mad at John because Jesus called him his beloved, that he loved him. John would tell him, Jesus loves me more than you. And Peter would get all mad and get all hurt. He was a rough guy. Peter was a rough guy. But John knew that Jesus loved him. Without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt. Everybody else, it didn't matter. But he knew that Jesus loved him. Jesus told his disciples, verse 26, but the helper, the encourager, the one called alongside you to strengthen you, the Holy Spirit, it's John 14:26, I'm sorry. The helper, the encourager, the one called alongside you to strengthen you, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Now we're talking about peace now. The word peace in English means harmony. In Hebrew, the word is shalom, which means contentment or wholeness. In Greek, ireni means peace between God and mankind through Christ Jesus. Now I'm going to be talking about just the word peace. Jesus told his disciples, I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and peace of heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give you. So don't be troubled or be afraid. In my job, I was almost fired 3 times. So I was very afraid. So this is just to show you that God is a good God. And that He loves you in a personal way. So the first time, there was 3 managers that had it just out for me. He was a young guy, and I remember the prior manager was leaving, and this guy came, and he would look at me like really strange, like, I'm going to get you. He had those eyes, like really, he was out for me. And he was. He would watch what I would do, what I would say, what I wouldn't do, what I wouldn't say, just a bunch of stuff. And when he came in, he started writing me up for just anything. Overtime, I didn't do the right things, didn't write down an invoice, just everything. Until finally I got demoted. And went from $11 to $6. And we had just bought a house, right? We had just bought a house, a trailer. And so she had to get a job so we could make as much as I used to make. And then the second guy, it was a different situation, but he wanted me out also. And God was faithful in the first time and the second time. But I had to get peace about it. He would give me scriptures. He would show me things through his word and reassure me that everything was going to be fine. And it was hard. It was hard. It was like I had a plow and I was plowing hard, hard ground. Sometimes it'd go in and it'd come out and go in and come out. Sometimes I was afraid. I was just afraid. And the final time, I almost had to beg for my job back. And God saw me through. And I've been there 30 years now at Smith's. And God is faithful. And he gave me peace through those scriptures, knowing that he loves me. And then I got cancer. Skin cancer. I got skin cancer. And the C word is kind of scary, right? So, and I said, you know what? I know where I'm going. If I was to die, I know that I'd go to heaven and be with the Father God. And he began to minister to me and say, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. They're going to get it. They're going to take it out. And sure enough, I had a peace about that. A peace that passes all understanding. And through his word and through his presence and assurance and having confidence in him, I overcame. And so can you. So can you as a believer in a God that just loves you. He would break 10 buildings down just to get to you. He would do all kinds of stuff just to reassure you that he loves you. Amen. So we have to understand that when Jesus was talking to the disciples during the Passover, he was telling them that he was going to be lifted up, which is that he was going to die on the cross and for them not to be afraid and to be troubled in their heart, because he was going to give them peace, the gift of peace. So the Father wants to reassure all of you today that peace is yours. If you're going through struggles or anything today, God wants you to know that he's there for you and that he loves you. No matter what you're going through, and that peace is yours. That peace is yours. It's a gift. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want everybody to turn to Philippians. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. This is Paul exhorting the church in Philippi. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? If you're there, say amen. All right. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done for you and your family. Then you will experience God's peace. When we worry, we stop peace. Amen? When we worry, I don't know. Because my mother was a champion worrier. She'd worry about everything. She'd worry about everyone. So we were there. We learned that from her. So I guess worrying must be okay. If worrying must mean that we care for someone. If we worry about you, that means that we care for you. No. We pray for them. Instead of worrying, pray. Pray for them. Because we're too little. We're too little to carry all those care, those burdens and those worries. God, Father God, did not design us to carry everything on our back. It becomes a gorilla after a while. First it's a little changuito. It's a little monkey. And then it becomes a chimpanzee. And then it becomes a gorilla. And then for some of us, it becomes un elefante. For some of us anyway, because we like to carry those worries, man. Yeah, I'm just passing through. Oh my God. Sister, brother, oh, I need prayer. Praise God. Let it go, brother. Let it go. Let it go and let the peace of God surround you and fill you full of His presence. Amen. Paul was saying, don't worry. Be happy. Like the song says. And be thankful. That's another key. Is to be thankful. Thank God for everything. Thank Him for the moon. Thank Him for the stars. Thank Him for the dirt. Thank Him for the rocks. Thank Him for the fish that you eat. Thank Him for the elk that you killed and you eat. And just all kinds of stuff. Thank Him for family. Thank Him for friends. Thank Him for everything. Thank You, Lord, for everything. Hallelujah. Thank Him for all He has done for you and your family. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. The Father's peace will guard your hearts and your minds. The peace of God will guard your hearts and your mind. The battlefield of the mind. All kinds of guerrero gets in there and forget it. All kinds of birds start to make little nests in your head and you start to think, you know, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. Just trudging on, you know. But God is telling you, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are holy. Even when you think you're filthy, you're holy. You're blameless before God because of what Jesus did for you. Amen. Amen? He bought all that for you so you could be free. Free. Say, I'm free. That's kind of weak. I want you to say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. The Father's peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now let's turn to Colossians. Colossians 3, 14, 15, and 16. Paul's encouraging the Colossian church. About peace again. Peace, assurance, and confidence in Him. Colossians 3, 14, 15, and 16. Above all, clothe yourselves with love. What's love got to do with it? Everything. The Bible says to clothe. That means to wrap yourself with the coat of love. Put it on. Get it on, brother. Hallelujah. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. What does that mean? Rule. Let it take root. Let the love of God take root. Let the peace of God take root in your heart. Let it live on the inside of you. Let it become real to you. Brother Richard Romero, I've known you for a long time, but I don't know you. You know what I mean? I know you, but I don't know you. I don't live here, so I don't see you every day. I see you at the store. But with the Lord, it's different. We can fellowship with Him every single day, with every breath that we have. Father, what's going on? Tell me. Speak to me. And you talk to Him every day. Then you grow closer. And that bond gets closer as you trust Him and have confidence, and peace comes inside of you. It's very important to learn who you are in Christ. That way you don't fumble and trip and all kinds of stuff that we go through in this life. He doesn't want us to be perfect. Because as we grow and mature. Just like our kids. They're perfect examples. Our kids, they're babies first. They depend on us. And then they're 25. And they're like, you know, I can do that. Don't worry about it. I can handle it. I say, okay, all right. So the things that we go through as parents, the father goes through all the time. But He loves us with a unconditional love that we don't even know about. But He wants us to begin to know that love and let it take root in our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. And let it that comes from Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. There's that word again, thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and admonish each other with all wisdom, the wisdom that He gives. Singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. When we come together corporately as a church, we're singing those songs to the Lord together. I don't know if you've ever been in a service where all of a sudden, all of us are singing the same thing, just worshiping God with all of our hearts, and all of a sudden, you feel His presence. And just fills the building. I mean, just totally, it just saturates everybody. And everybody's being touched. They're crying, they're laughing, they're singing, they're doing all kinds of things because God is touching their hearts. I don't know if you've ever been in, have you been in services like that? I know I have plenty. And God is so good. He's so good. He's so, so, so good. He comes to touch you. He comes to minister to your heart. Like no one else can do. No one else can touch you the same way that He does. No one else can touch me like You do, Father. No one. Hallelujah. Singing songs in your heart to the Lord with thankful hearts. Then let's turn to the book of Romans. Paul speaking to the church in Rome about that same peace. The theme is pretty much the same to all the churches throughout all the provinces. Peace, thankfulness, assurance, confidence, love. Above all, love. Romans, the 5th chapter, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege. In other words, His grace. We didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve it. We were sinners. We were not in His presence. In the Old Testament, Cain, when God punished him, He told him, God, this punishment is too great for me. I'm just used to being in Your presence. And now You're telling me that I can't be in Your presence anymore? Just to feel His presence. And it was Cain. Cain killed his brother. Remember? You remember? Yeah. Lo mató. Killed him. La envidia. Abel brought a sheep, which was the right thing to do. And he brought the first fruits of his labors, thinking that that was going to be good enough for God. Sometimes that's what we do. You know, works. That this is, God's pleased with it, you know. But the peace of God passes all understanding. Let it take root in your hearts and in your mind. Amen. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into the place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. We stand in that. How many believe that? There's a few of you that it's not hitting home. It's not hitting the bat. The ball is not hitting that bat, you know, and you're not making a home run with that. Undeserved privilege. Christ came from the heavens. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were made in their image. And they said, okay, Adam blew it, but we have a plan. Even before the world began, they had a plan. Before the earth was even formed, before anything, it was null and void. They had a plan. They knew that Satan was going to talk to Adam and say, you know, all these lies, and he was going to blow it. So that's why Jesus came and died for us. Took our place. We went with him to the cross. We went with him, we died with him, we were buried, we were baptized with him, and now we're here. In Christ. Not in our own strength, in Christ. In him. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, now stand. We stand in that grace. We confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Amen. I want you to think on these five things before I end. I'm not a long-winded preacher, so. Five things. First of all, the Father thinks of you. Okay? Remember that. He thinks of you. Always. You're always in His thoughts. He has thoughts of peace for you. Jesus gave us the gift of peace, peace of mind and heart. Number three, the Father's peace will guard your heart and your mind. Number four, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts so you can live in peace. Number five, assurance of being right with the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ gives us confidence, and most of all, gives us the peace that we need to live in our journey. Amen? But let be clothed with love, and let the peace of Christ, the peace of God, rule in your hearts. Take root in your hearts. You know, like when you're planting a tree, you got to make sure and have the roots to the tree. If not, it's going to die. Or cuando siembra, when you throw the seed out there, you got to make sure that the ground is ready. Is your ground ready? Is your ground ready? For the peace of God, for the love of God to take root in your heart? I pray it is. Today I pray that the Lord will manifest His peace, His love, His assurance, and His confidence. The confidence is up to you. But when you feel and when you see that in your life, you're like, who can separate me from the love of God? Who can separate? No one. No tribulation, no angels, no demons. No one can separate me from the love of Christ. The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's all stand, church. Thank you, Jesus. And then we'll get ready for communion. But right now, I just want to pray for you, the congregation, that God will reveal His love and give you His peace of mind, the peace of mind that you need to go through this journey in your life. Father God, right now, we boldly come before the throne of grace because of what You've done for us, Jesus. Thank You. Thank You, Father. You're a loving Father. And You smile on Your people because You love them. You're always thinking of them. And I thank You, Father God, right now. Father, I pray, Lord, as they leave today, Father God, that You would right away begin to reveal to them Your love and give them Your peace, which passes all understanding, Father God. I pray that You would just knock their socks off, Father God, with Your love. Begin to just drill it on and give them a revelation of Your love, Father God. And give them Your peace, a deep-seated peace that brings confidence in You. That's all You want, is confidence from us, knowing that You take care of us no matter what goes on in our lives. And we thank You so, so much, Father God. You're such a loving Father, and You've always been. We thank You. We praise You. And we give You all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated. The communion. Joy fruited, oh rooted. It's a good song, brother. Praise God. Thank you, brother. Remembering what He has done for us through His blood and through His body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Come on. All of us into His family through the blood of His Son, Jesus. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Daddy, Father. Father God. Padre nuestro. Hallelujah. Thank you, brothers. Yolanda, thank you. I want to thank the men of the church. For your faithfulness. For your loving kindness toward the pastor and his wife. Thank you so much. And I want to thank the women in the church. More times than none, there is more women in churches. That doesn't matter. I want to thank you for being an encouragement to the pastors. I want to thank you for serving. Thank you for everything that you've done. I've watched this church, and this church is unlike any church that I've been in. You're blessed. I'm blessed to be here as a family. I'm so touched with you. So touched with your love that you've shown us. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking us in and showing us nothing but love. Thank you so much. On the night that He was betrayed, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks to the Father God. And He told His disciples, "My blood, the blood of a new and everlasting covenant, will be shed for you, will be shed for the remission, for the forgiveness of sins, or sin of unbelief. Do this in remembrance. Every time that you get together, do this in remembrance of what I am about to do for you and what I've done for you in our case. And we do this in remembrance of you, Jesus. You shed your precious blood so that we could be free of guilt and shame and condemnation. And we thank you so much for your blood. In Jesus' name." Now, Jesus, the bread reminds us of the suffering that you went through. The scourging. The crown of thorns. The nails in your hands. Your body was given for our healing. That we may be made whole in our bodies. So Jesus, we remember and we receive healing in our bodies as we eat in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, you're a blessing. Remember, Sue, you're a blessing. Remember, Naomi, you're a blessing. Remember, Richard, you're a blessing. Jimmy, you're a blessing. All of you. I don't know all of your names, but I will. I will, over the years, I will remember your names. But all of you are a blessing. So as you leave here, remember, be clothed with His love. And let the peace of God saturate your mind and your hearts and guard your hearts and your minds. And let the love take root in your hearts. And love one another as He has loved us. Amen. He loved His disciples. And that with that love, go forth and tell others of His love. Amen. So be blessed, church. And let's pray for Pastor Peter and Gail today as they, I think they're coming back, right? Wednesday. They're on their way. According to Facebook, all the pictures, they've had a good time. They're showing everything. Every place they've gone and what they've done, and which is a blessing. You know, everybody needs a break. A break. But they're so good. Pastor Peter and Gail are just phenomenal. They're a blessing to our family. So I wanted to be a blessing to you. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your love manifest throughout all of us. We pray for Pastor Peter and Gail, Father, as they set sail to go wherever they're going, Father, that Your presence always surrounds them, guarding them, and helping them, giving them new revelations of Your love. And we thank You, Lord, that You always watch over them. You send Your angels to watch over them right now. We commission 20 angels to watch and guard over them right now. Angels, go forth. And we thank You and we praise You, Father, because You're a good God. And You only think good things about us. And we thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen.